want to know the worst part?
What?
I have to release this tomorrow.
By tomorrow?
It's podcast always comes out on Monday.
Oh, and that's the last Monday of the month. There's one.
There's one, but am I going to wait a week to release a podcast?
I don't fucking know.
I don't know. We'll find out.
Ready? Uh-huh. So just stare towards the camera.
Is it going?
Uh-huh.
This is the 17th Zero Period podcast with your host, Matt.
Uh-huh.
Dan.
Let's see.
Philip.
I'm George.
All right.
We switched spaces today.
Yeah, Philip was getting a little too touchy-feely with me, so...
So I accepted it.
Yeah, so I'm now here.
Now that feels weird.
Just a little.
So...
That's when it gets weird.
Now things have been wrapping up.
Yeah.
You're done with school.
Hell yeah.
Me and Philip are together. How was your guys' semester like?
Should we go, like, in a circle and, like, start with Dan? Or, like, do you want to start
should
with...
I,
should, or should
I,
Matt start?
Wait. Should I whip my dick out now? Or
no,
maybe?
No. Save
no, no, no. We save that for, like, the end.
Yeah, it'll be a nice closure.
Yeah.
So, my semester was okay. It was pretty rough. A lot of work. Super, super busy. I haven't had time to do... Like, I'd love to help with videos or stream or anything, and I really haven't had the time. School kicked my butt a little bit. I mean, it all worked out in the end, but, man, it was a hell of a lot of work.
Yeah. I think one of the best examples of, like, his amount of work is there's one time we were filming Stupidity in Progress at the YouTube space. It was, like, mid-October. I know because it was, like, the... weekend after New York Comic Con, because I remember.
I think it was actually like the 15th or something, like the 14th.
It was like the 15th or. Yeah, it was like the 15th or so, because it was the week. I know it was the week after New York Comic Con, because I felt really bad for Al, because he came in, you know, the weekend of New York Comic Con, stayed for that, and then he had to come in the weekend after that to do that, and then I think it was like a week or two after that, he was coming in again for the 24 hour stream.
Right.
We had been there, like, from like 1 p.m. on filming. You got there at like 5 or so, I think.
Yeah, I got there pretty late.
And I just see Matt walk in, and he just goes. Like, he just looked like he was ready to kill himself the entire time.
There was that, but it was also basically when I had shown up, George, you filmed this, so he has like an itinerary of, well, we're going to do these scenes in these episodes, and we're going to go in this order. So I get there, and I'm like, oh. So when George sent me a message, he's like, all right, you're going to come in, immediately do your scenes, and leave. I'm like, all right, cool. So I show up, and I'm like, all right, I'm ready for my scene. George is like, well, you see, we're a little behind schedule.
I'm well, like, we're right. A lot behind schedule.
No, so I was like, what does that mean? He's like, well, this is what we have to do. And he showed me his list of scenes. And it's like, we've done about two of those. And it was probably like
I made
15
an actual
scenes.
Shot list for that.
Yeah, it was... So I'm like, all right. So I had to literally sit there and wait for 45 minutes waiting for them to finish up random scenes so that I could do my stuff.
I did not realize it was 45 minutes.
That's
yeah,
not
it was
as
long.
Bad as that one time I came in and I spent... 6 hours with you and didn't have a single scene.
But you got a free dinner out of it.
I did get a free
dinner.
We
gave you one line. We gave you one line out of pity.
Which I had to like...
You're like, hey George, how's it going? And that was Dan's
that was
entire,
my entire
work. But when you think about it from this perspective, it's like, you had to say that one line and you got a free like Thai food dinner out of it. So like, when you think about it in the end, it's pretty good.
That's more lines than I had in the second half of...
Season 2?
No, in the second quarter of season 2, since you did the mid-season.
Yeah.
So, second quarter.
So, overall, my semester was stressful and busy as all hell, but turned out, for the most part, okay.
That's pretty good.
My semester, I had, I had to do my thesis. That was...
You're not even done with that yet, right?
No, I'm not done with it. I have
so
one
Dan,
more term.
I'm a little bit confused.
Yeah.
So,
as you
say,
often are.
Yes, I'm very often confused. You say thesis.
Yes.
But you're doing a computer science degree.
That is correct.
What's your thesis on?
You see, the reason I didn't ask is because I was like, oh shit, is my computer science degree, like, worth even less than what I originally thought because I didn't have to do a thesis? So I just didn't say anything because
well, no,
of that before.
I hear very few people do an undergrad thesis.
Okay.
No, like,
so,
at our school, it's required for most majors.
But
really?
What's your thesis
on?
What's the topic? Where do you discuss
computers?
Because, like,
For my thesis, I
have a computer engineering degree, and I know you can't write a thesis on a programming language unless you developed one. So, what's it
So,
on?
About 5 people have written one, then.
Okay. My thesis is on building a better dialogue manager for a dialogue system that we're going to put outside of our one of our computer science labs.
Mm-hmm.
To instruct people about how to get in touch with people in the CS department, find the CS department, And so I'm building the dialogue manager for that and rehauling the entire system.
Okay, but is your thesis building it
or that's
discussing
my
it?
That's my thesis, building it.
So it's not really a thesis.
It's basically the equivalent of our senior design project.
It's a huge project.
Okay, but it's not like a multi-page, you know, indexed, footnoted, cited paper.
We also have to write a paper.
But it's not like a paper.
It's a project plus a paper. Yeah. Thesis is a fairly loose term.
Yeah.
Because when I hear
it's
thesis...
It's like they're calling it a thesis,
when I hear thesis, I think, like, paper.
Look, this is what a thesis is.
And by which you mean paper.
Just because a thesis is something else in your school
all right.
Doesn't mean
anything. So, you're still on pace for June, right? I heard you say.
Yeah.
Yeah, you gotta take some summer...
I have to take one summer course to make up a credit.
And you're taking it, like, the first summer session, not the second one?
Yeah.
That's pretty good then. Like you're
yeah, you're
like
done pretty fast though.
So you're done like a month or so like later. It's like
yeah. Yeah.
I think
that's
like
pretty
a
good
month
then.
Month and a half.
Yeah.
I think the summer session was like 7
yeah.
or 8 weeks.
Yeah, it ends around like July 4th usually cuz that's
maybe even earlier.
Well,
I think
June
into
earlier,
June.
Sir.
Yeah,
it's Syracuse
June.
The first summer
actually
session
I might have to take
it
second
June.
Summer session.
Yeah.
Oh, no, you're right.
Yeah,
he gets out mid June.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Well,
up to you, Phil.
How's your shit?
Well,
have we ever discussed, like, your situation, like, on the podcast?
I can go through it right
situation.
Now.
Situation. Yeah.
So, I guess I should talk towards the camera. So, I did my undergraduate in computer engineering.
You're free to speak up a little bit more.
I did my undergraduate in computer engineering, and they, you know, I had, like, an okay GPA. It wasn't fantastic, but they really liked me. It's like, with certain things when it comes to like the hardware labs and
so
that stuff.
So supposed to be a whole different world.
Yeah.
They liked him.
And so they were like, hey, do you want to stay for your master's and we'll cover your tuition and give you a stipend? You just got a TA and because you're TAing, it's going to take you 2 years to do.
Which is pretty standard for the most part.
Right.
Yeah.
Normally it's three semesters for a master's degree. I'm just doing it in four.
Correct.
And I'm like, that's not a good offer. You know, let me look for some jobs, see if anything sparked my interest, but if not, I'll take it. And they're like, cool, no problem. So nothing really sparked my interest because I wasn't really looking that hard. I had one job offer, which I wound up turning down. So I went, I started doing my master's degree. And so I did my first semester and I took 9 credits, which is a pretty standard load for a master's student. I know you're taking more.
No, well, 3 classes
for comparison,
is standard.
Like,
yeah.
What was your credit load for this past 12. Semester?
12. So you took
okay,
one
more
so class
one more,
than me.
One more
I'm only allowed to take that. I can't
right.
take it.
Most master's program
right.
max is 12 per
correct.
Semester, but an average is 9.
I can understand why it's the max, like hearing like what Matt
it's a lot of work.
Dealt with this past semester, yeah.
Right. So I'm taking 9 credits of graduate level engineering courses, and then on top of that, I have 12 hours of scheduled in-class contact time of TAing, which more practically is 14 to 16 hours plus grading plus office hours plus lesson planning and dealing with student emails. I'm paid technically for 20 hours. It works out to usually about 20-ish hours a week. And on top of that, I also work as a sound technician still. So busy.
Is that like the same amount of work for a sound technician you had before, or is it like slightly reduced hours just because of everything else?
I'm still averaging about the same per week.
Okay.
That I was last year.
Okay. I wasn't sure if you like scaled back your
my junior year, I was working a lot more, but my senior year, I was working less. So.
Okay.
So yeah, I very busy, a lot of work, and really tiring, and I want to sleep for a month.
Well, you can.
Yep.
Well, you shouldn't, though. You'll get bed sores.
Yeah. So before I go into mine, like, I'm going to give, like, a slightly funny anecdote. And it's not that funny, actually, but it's...
I'm sorry, were you about to say anecdote?
I almost did, yeah.
You butchered that word.
Yeah. But, because in late September, Al and I went to a, like, 2-day intensive, seminar at YouTube. And it was for, like, business building your channel and, like, learning a lot of different things. So about, like, sponsorships and, like, channel management, social media marketing, and then they got into a few things that would never really apply to Al and myself. But it's like, oh, say you want to, like, be on, like, the Today Show or something. And I was like, well, Al would throw up, and I would just be like, nah, I don't wake up in the morning.
You might still be up from the night before.
But that's not a good idea for me to then go on TV. But they were saying, like, when you go on, and they were giving, like, even tips for, like, when you are on the Today Show, and I was like, okay. Not gonna happen to me. And they were like, they always put you in a swivel chair. Don't just do, like, this and, like, swivel around in the swivel chair. That's why I was thinking of that, because of Dan. Because I just see Dan sitting over there just going, like...
How often do YouTube people go on the Today Show that this is a topic they cover?
I have no clue. But that was what that was one of the things they talked about. And, like, as Dan was doing that earlier in the podcast, because I was looking at Matt, I thought of that, so I did want to bring that up real quick.
Do I have a really odd question? Is your camera recording?
Yeah, it is. Okay, it does that sometimes.
Don't say anything red.
Yeah, it says recording, like, right there.
Oh, okay.
I checked before we started. But my semester was, like, obviously a lot lighter than everyone else's because I only had one class. That being said, like, it was more work from one class than I've ever had from any other class before. It wasn't hard work. It was just, like, kind of tedious work. But since it was my only class, it was, like, it was all right, and I got through it. It was, cybersecurity and applications.
Ooh, that sounds really interesting.
It was really fun, actually. It's probably one of the more enjoyable classes I've taken under, like, the computer science branch. But it was funny because, like, in my mind, I was always thinking, like, this is a lot of work. And then it was confirmed by the people who were in the class who were taking, like, a full course load. And they're like, I'm not getting this much work from my other three classes combined. And I was like, all right. But it was fine by me. And I took the final Thursday night. And then Friday morning, I got the email. It's like, final grades are up. You're all good to go. And I was like, all right. So
it's nice you didn't have to wait, like, say the limbo for it.
Yeah. I think that's one of the worst parts. But I was very happy because now I'm, like, officially done. And I even checked, like, I don't know what your colleges do for it, but for Fordham they use DegreeWorks, and it just, like, has, like, a checklist of, like, here's all the requirements for just, like, a Bachelor of Arts, and here's the requirements for, like, the major itself, and it just has, like, all the checks, and it's like, you're good to go.
Literally, we at my school have our advisors, and they literally say, okay, these are the things you need. Here are the things that you've done.
They give us
so my school, they have it's really weird because your folder has a piece of paper in it that as you take classes, every semester you have to meet with your advisor, and as you take classes, you check off what class you've done and you put in what grade you got on it on the paper. But we also have an online system which automatically does it for us. The only problem is that the paper is the more up-to-date curriculum.
That's interesting.
So the copy online is usually the wrong curriculum.
I like that.
So it has classes that you don't need to take or that you don't need to meet certain grade requirements anymore, but it still thinks you need to take those classes or meet certain grade requirements. So it's like, you're missing these classes. And then you look at your paper and you're like, I'm good.
Speaking of class registration, that's actually a very funny sort of thing. It's, So, like, when the middle of the semester came around, I got an email from my advisor, and he was like, oh, yeah, time to sign up for, like, classes for next semester. Come see me about advising for next semester. And I was like, and I told him, like, I'm graduating. He was like, oh, good for you. I was like, no, am I set to graduate? He was like, and then he was like, oh, yeah, you're fine. But I had such a heart attack waiting for that email. I was like,
oh, my God.
Holy shit. Because he was like, you ready? I was like, I'm ready to leave. He's like, good for you. He's like, no. I'm in a different situation than most people. Am I still in the good situation? He was like, yeah, you're fine. I was like,
wow.
I'm waiting for January to roll around.
It's February.
And I'm waiting for January to roll around. You just get like a phone call from someone. It's like, Mr. George, you didn't enroll in this one class. So we can't give you your degree.
No. Knowing my luck.
You're missing an English course.
Knowing my luck, that would happen. When I was in Texas for PAX South, I would be at the Twitch party, and I would get the phone call, and they'd be like, you can't graduate. And I would, like, be there with drinking hand. I'd just pound it. I'm like, Al, I'm going to go die now. And he'd be like, I'd be like, drive me back to the hotel. He's like, I'm drunk. I'm like, I know. Let's drive.
Hey,
I'd be like,
don't drink and drive.
I would be like, Al, give me the keys. George, you're drunk, and you can't drive. I know.
Don't drink and drive. Don't
worry
about that. I know people.
George, you don't have your
knowing my luck, I wouldn't get out of the parking lot.
So
you don't knowing your luck, you get behind the wheel and you're an expert driver.
That I'd be okay with that.
Wait, you don't have your license?
No, he's never left the fucking city.
And when I do, it's like, oh, I'm on a bus, or like, oh, I'm on a plane.
Good point.
Yeah,
good point. I don't have
one. I don't have to fly a plane.
So something I guess I'll bring up, and you can stop me depending on what you want to talk about or what you don't.
No, you're the host.
You're the host. I have no say in this.
The next...
You could just hijack the entire kinda show.
Kind of 6 months. Just kind of plan-wise for the channel. I don't know if... how much you want to discuss.
I can discuss it a bit. Like, the thing is, people who watch the streams are so much more informed than everyone else.
Yeah, well, it's a smaller audience because you're basically planning to continue the current schedule of
more releases. More or less. I actually have, like, a couple interesting things that I'll talk about today, and I bring it up in a different video, and then it's one of those, like, weird balancing things where I don't want to mention, like, one specific thing too many times, but at the same time, it's like, because not everyone watches every video.
Right, exactly.
You feel like you have to repeat it to some degree, because there will be, like, the small crossover of people who do watch everything, but then it's like, one person only watches the podcast, or one person only watches, like, the update videos, and it's like,
right.
You have to say, like, one thing, like, 1,000 times for everyone to be like, okay, got it.
So you're planning to do, minus surprises, basically, the current situation for 6 months.
At least, and then, like, from there, seeing...
Yeah, and then basically we're gonna basically sit down and evaluate after 6 months because of, you know...
Which will most likely be, like, George, get a real fucking job.
Right, well, basically, you know, as much as we wish it didn't, real life does get in the way.
Money. Yeah.
Money and living arrangements.
Well, in my case, not having money.
Black so, girl. Things like that. So, basically, we're gonna evaluate.
Yeah.
I don't... Basically... The thing I want to... I don't know how much you've talked about it, is the channel's not going anywhere.
Oh, no. No, channel's still here.
Might be a reduced... Worst case scenario would be a reduced, like, video count.
Video load, yeah.
And I know I personally, once I'm done with school, I'd love to take a little bit more of an active role.
Hell yeah.
Would be really nice. My biggest issue...
When you hijack the channel from Simon, he's now hijacking the channel from you.
Yeah.
Same goes for me. I'd like to.
I'd be alright with that if, like, 2 years down the road, it's like Zero Peer Productions featuring Matt and sometimes George.
Well, it'd be nice to do. I mean, I know we tried Couch Co-op and it didn't go overly well.
Don't worry, I've got some other ideas for that.
But it'd be really nice to be able to do a little bit more.
Yeah.
And, because I'd always love to, but man, I just really barely have the time to breathe at this point.
Yeah.
But basically, I'm in school for 6-7 months. So after that, basically, me and you, I assume, will sit down and kind of plan.
Yeah.
You know, if I'm still in the city, if I'm not in the city, what you're doing. So...
Job searching.
Oh, yeah. So that's the...
Couch surfing.
Direction.
That's just watching Netflix.
That being said, after I get out of school, at least for 1 year, I'm planning on staying in the city. At least. So I'll be around.
Yeah, I'm planning to as well.
Yeah.
I'm going to wherever the fuck there's a job.
Well, that won't apply to you yet, because you're still in school.
You'll be in for another year than they are.
Yeah. So me and Dan are basically finishing at the same time, because you have a summer session, as do I. So we're going to finish basically very, very close to each other. So I figured we'll maybe plan some things to do. Would be really nice.
Here's what I'll probably do then. I think I'm going to, like, you know that very expensive bottle of scotch I have? I think I'll just, like, wait till June, because then the three of us will be done with our current, like, educational situation.
More or less.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, then it's like, alright, let's just sit down, have a nice classy drink, and I mean, that'll finally be your chance to drink for your graduation.
Philip's just like, oh no.
From a year and a half.
I still have another three semesters of graduate.
We're all drinking about how great it is that we're done. Philip's like, guys, I'm still here.
Well, it's funny because, like, you'll be the most accomplished because you all finished undergrad and grad.
Yeah.
Like, I'll have just finished, I'm just finishing undergrad. He'll have just finished undergrad, and you're, like, the step ahead.
Oh, baby.
Yeah.
And, like, I'm halfway
there. I'd like to go to grad school, but I don't know.
Don't.
I think I'm going to try and get a job, get some money together first. No.
My only caution for that is I don't know what your degree is like.
Yeah, that's
the
a
issue,
good point.
I wish I knew what it was like.
Stop. You're misinterpreting what I'm saying. For engineering, it's... They're basically assuming you just remember everything. All the equations, everything. If I had waited 5 years and went back, I don't think I could do it. I don't know how much raw information you need for a master's of computer science, but the reason I'm doing it directly after undergrad is there's so much information you have to remember. If I had to wait 5 years afterwards, I'd forget. I mean, I couldn't
do it. The other thing also is that for the engineering fields, it's... When you start off, it's okay if you don't have a master's.
Right, exactly.
But it's pretty much come to a point where you're expected to eventually get one.
At some point, 15 years
down
the road.
Whether it's a master's of science in your engineering field or an MBA in some sort of management field, it's expected that at some point in your life you will have a graduate level degree.
Yep.
Now, I don't know if that applies to you two, because I don't know what your programs are like.
We'll get into it a little bit more, I suppose, but because this didn't happen on the stream yesterday, it happened beforehand, but Matt was like asking, it's like, are you going to really go into computer science, or are you thinking of going possibly into maybe like something that's more related to all the stuff I do on YouTube? And I was saying I would be way more interested in that and using my degree more as like a way to get like my foot in the door.
Yeah, and I feel
rather than like I'm going to program for the rest of my life like an asshole.
The reason I brought it up is
I'm an asshole.
Georgia has his degree in computer science, which is obviously very technical and a lot of work.
Yep.
But as I'm sure the audience obviously knows,
I did a lot of work.
You're more of a creative, and even past the YouTube, you've written some books.
Yes.
Scripts,
not published.
Well, and etc. And
one thing at a time.
I had basically brought up, I'm like, listen, although you like computers and all that, you're obviously not
anymore. I don't.
You're not a hardcore sitting coding kind of guy. So I was like, have you ever thought of basically taking some of your work, polishing it to a higher level, making a portfolio of your best work, maybe one of your books and a really, really nice polished script, and maybe going into a argument, say like an advertising or a media management, basically something that requires a degree in something.
Yeah.
But the hiring process is less qualification and more, wow, you have this super robust, nice portfolio of work. We'd really like that.
Yeah.
Seems like it'd be a nice medium between doing YouTube full-time and basically sitting and coding for
pretty much
the next 25 years.
Be longer than 25 years.
Well, you know.
Yeah.
So,
25 years is when I kill myself.
So that was what I was thinking.
Man, do you need to talk to someone about something?
Listen, man.
Okay, cool.
The hell do you think we did yesterday?
Yeah.
Jerk it?
Drank?
Basically.
Man, we had the best dinner yesterday.
So speaking of drinks.
Yeah, you had eggnog for the first time.
I had eggnog for the first time today. It's interesting. I liked it at first, but then towards the end I was kind of about it.
I like eggnog.
But George has this thing that I've heard of many times before.
You've heard Pimm's Cup, right?
Because of Boardwalk Empire, I've heard of this.
I don't watch Boardwalk Empire, but
it was a great show. So it's called
Pimm's. We know someone whose mother worked on costumes.
She was one of the
costuming
people.
That's like really cool when you
talk
about it.
So I've heard of Pimm's Cup. And I'm looking at the label. It says Pimm's, the original number one cup liqueur.
Yeah. This is what you use to make Pimm's Cup. Like, if you look on the back, it has, like, how to make Pimm's Cup.
So, it's made in Great Britain. It's 25% alcohol.
Well, here's it says Great Britain on the back, but then you look here, it's like, Norwalk, Connecticut. It's like, fuck
imported.
You.
Imported.
Nah.
No, that means, like,
I know.
So,
fill
a tall glass halfway with ice. Add 1.5 ounces of Pimm's. Top off with ginger ale or lemon lime soda.
We can do those first two steps, no.
Garnish with a slice of lemon.
A bunch of it.
Do you have any ginger beer?
Last time not yesterday. No.
No, I don't mean yesterday, I just mean in general.
The last time I had any of it was like a month ago, Matt.
Wow. How dare you drink your own ginger beer?
How dare you drink ginger ale in the course of a month?
So, I never had this before, but I've heard of it before, and I kind of want to try it.
Knock yourself out.
So, does anyone else want to try it?
No.
Nah.
Alrighty.
Also, like, should I mention the shot glasses?
Yeah, go for it.
So, I got these shot glasses from my now ex-girlfriend, Isabel. Still on good terms. And essentially, it's like 4 stainless steel shot glasses. You okay there?
It's a very interesting smell.
Like, stainless steel shot glasses with, like, each one has a piece of a quote of Mark Twain. So this says, if you tell. And it's like, the whole quote is, if you tell only the truth, you never have to remember anything. Which I will argue against, because you have to tell the truth on your midterms and finals, and you have to remember stuff for that, so fuck him.
That didn't make any sense.
Fuck you.
That made sense.
Yeah.
So, the smell, to describe it as...
It smells like Pimm's.
Are we gonna go through a whole friggin' film going like, it has a
we're actually
interesting
gonna start,
aroma.
We're gonna start a new podcast segment. It's just like wine tasting.
It actually smells kind of like soda and medicine.
So a cough syrup.
So like...
like a cola, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's got like some cola notes on it. It made the loudest glugging sound I've ever heard. I heard like
bottle.
All right.
It's 25%.
25% is pretty
like
low.
It smells. Like it just tastes like it smells.
All right. Well, that's not bad then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, that was an awesome segment, guys. I'm
yeah.
Glad we did that.
Pim's tasting
the
zero period.
Content you subscribe to this channel for, guys.
Or unsubscribe to the channel for.
Or cancel your Patreon for.
Well, don't worry, it only applies to 8 people, so I'm set. Hopefully.
So, and one of them's Matt. With like
you guys, media wise, have you played / watched anything
still
new?
Fucking in the swivel chair. Who's still just going like.
Yes.
I'm sorry, I'll stop.
We have to get like an anchor for
I
him.
I played.
This is like the swiveliest chair.
Yeah, we played some Black Ops 3.
Yeah,
zombies.
It was
pretty fun.
It was good.
I always really liked the Black Ops games. Like, I've noticed I like those more than the other Call of Duties for the most part.
Yeah, Black Ops 2 was fun too.
Because it was Black Ops 3, Black Ops 1, then Modern Warfare 3. And Modern Warfare 3, like, personally, I thought it was like, okay, this is dicks.
Yeah, I thought
it was Modern Warfare, Black Ops 1, Modern Warfare 2.
Well, I was starting from Black Ops 1. I was like, Black Ops 1, and then Modern Warfare 3.
I thought Modern Warfare 2 came out.
No, it was before.
Really? Okay.
Yep.
Because it was the weird thing where, like, Modern Warfare 2 was on the technically newer engine.
Yes.
And then Black Ops was still on the, like, Call of Duty 4 / World at War engine, but somehow looked better.
Yeah.
Because I remember we had that conversation at one point. Not, like, on a video, but, like, we were just discussing. It's like, somehow this game looks better, but the engine's still, like, a year or two older.
Have you seen what they do with Source?
Yeah.
So, I mean, like, it comes down to certain things, you know?
Yeah, but I don't know. I, like, really like the Treyarch Call of Duty games for the most part.
Lots
like, more so than
never hear.
Some of the other ones.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Like, I wasn't a huge fan of Modern Warfare 3, and I intentionally didn't get the future, or, like, the following, like, Sledgehammer / Infinity War games because of that. And then when I tried out, like, I tried Ghost for a free weekend and I was like, eh. The game looked identical to Modern Warfare 2 even on the next gen systems.
Yeah.
I was like, alright, well that's
that one
great.
I also didn't play at all.
And then I tried Advanced Warfare and I was like, it's okay, but I wasn't blown away by that either. But then Black Ops 3, like, I played the beta and I was like, alright, this is kind of like what I want from a game. So I got that just because I was like, you know what, if I buy like one Call of Duty every 3 years, that's perfectly fine by me, like, expense-wise.
It's also a good multiplayer game where it's not 45-minute matches.
Yeah.
You can hop in, play a game or two, you can drop out of one, whatever,
yeah.
You know, you get your money's worth out of it.
Exactly, yeah. Like, it's just that, maybe not, like, in the first, like, week or two that you have it, but, like, over time, like, you definitely get your money's worth.
Yeah. Anything? Watch?
I recently bought, this may actually have been 2014, but
then it's not
recent.
It's
not recent. It's the end of 2015.
I'm pretty sure it was 2015.
All right, what game?
Elite Dangerous.
I've heard about it.
That's early access, right?
A little bit.
I don't think it's early access anymore. It might actually still be in beta. They have like DLC now, so
early access DLC.
You sound very unsure of yourself about this whole situation. It might have been 2014. I'm not sure if it's beta.
Here's the thing about early access games now. I wouldn't even be surprised if someone released an early access game and then made DLC during early access.
Grim Eclipse. Is that the Ruby game?
Yeah, the Ruby
game. Oh, yeah, it is.
I heard that was really good.
I've heard good things about it so far.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd agree.
I haven't seen the show or played the game, but I've heard good things about both. So, yeah.
Yeah. I haven't really been playing too much.
You
back
did
to the,
buy Fallout 4.
Yeah, back to the same conversation about time. I need to do a little work on my computer. I own Fallout 4 and Witcher 3.
Yeah.
Have not played either.
Yeah.
I will play them within the next week.
I know I've mentioned it like 1,000 times now, both on and off camera. But Witcher 3, like, without a doubt, best game of 2015, if not like one of the best games I've
and I know
played
it's,
like, in the past
yeah,
few years.
Yeah.
It did, yeah.
And I know it's not just you, because everybody's agreed.
Everyone's
on
like sucking
yeah
its dick, and for a very good reason. Like, and then it's funny because, like, it was like the best game of 2015, and then the DLC that they released, not the free ones but the only paid one that they've released so far, the first expansion, probably one of the best DLCs that I've played. And this only makes sense to you, I don't know if Dan ever played it, probably the best DLC I've ever played since Shivering Isles. Now that is a statement.
Is it? Well,
it's not as big in scope.
Did you play the new Vegas DLC before or after Shivering Isles?
I played it after, and I liked those a lot, but I thought Shivering Isles was still, like,
I'd probably
a step
agree
above.
Probably agree.
But I would say that, like, not in terms of, like, just vastness, but just in terms of, like, content and story, it's, like, definitely, like, one of the best DLCs I've ever played, like, hands down.
Yeah, so I'm looking forward to that. So I haven't played too much, but have a lot on my slate that I'm looking forward to. I recently watched an anime called Katana Gatari. Yeah, which I enjoyed. I did that recently.
The fuck?
Yeah, it was good.
Katana
I enjoyed it.
Katana Gatari. It's like,
is
it's
it
like,
part of the Monogatari?
No, I'm sorry.
No, it's a standalone series.
This is what I'm imagining like my head, how they made the show's name. Ah, yes, we have this katana here, and there's Senpai with his guitar.
Senpai? It's like centipede. Senpai. That's good. I want to get that on a shirt now. It's like Phil's just going like it's like
Senpai.
Notice me, Senpai.
Let's take katana and Senpai and his guitar and make anime.
I'm 90% sure it means katana story or something along that line.
It does. Yeah, it's.
I'm pretty sure my story is right.
It was actually really pretty good. It was a.
I would love to see an anime written by Philip.
Well, I was watching it because
it grew 10 sizes bigger.
That's the Grinch stole Christmas.
If you want an anime this year that you should watch, watch One Punch Man.
I've heard literally identical things.
It's
on
amazing.
My list.
Amazing.
The reason I watched this was because it was it's only 12 episodes, so it was pretty short. They're each like 45 minutes. And
where do you watch? Like Crunchyroll?
No. Just, you know.
Places.
Right. Yeah.
I have a place.
Gotcha. Yeah. So it was good. It was nicely paced because it wasn't long and drawn out where there's like filler. It was like, it was 12 episodes, 45 minutes, and each episode was almost a standalone like piece.
Okay.
So you watched it and there was a nice conclusion where like it ends. So I thoroughly enjoyed it.
I very much like animes like that where it really ends at the end of it. One Punch Man's not a very good example.
I tend to like, even in shows too, I like stuff that's a little bit longer because I like development.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even books too. Like I like trilogies.
It's funny because I actually find myself watching like less and less movies. Granted, I didn't watch that many movies to begin with, but I'm way more invested in like watching like a longer like TV series.
Just, it feels shallow.
Where you like get to know characters over like the span of several hours as opposed to like you have 2 hours to be like, okay, this is this character's name, etc. And here's a perfect example because like three of the four of us saw it together. The three of us saw Inception together. I did not know a single person's name by the end of that movie.
We saw Inception together?
Yeah.
Yes. Because you
that
had seen it already and you were
right.
You were like, Inception's really good, we have to see it. And I really enjoyed it. Did not know a single fucking character's name by the end of that movie.
See, that's...
And that's, like, one of the issues I just went into with movies in general. It's like, I feel like I never know anyone's name or anything about them.
I feel like that's kind of the limitation of, like, the movie industry. You have to care about some of these characters.
Yeah, but you have a very limited amount of time
to
give a shit.
That's why, at least for me, that's why I do enjoy anime compared to slightly different media is... I feel like they tell a little bit more of a story. I don't know if it's a Japanese cultural thing or just the nature of the medium, but I feel like it's more story-based, and that story can be really flexible in a lot of ways.
Okay.
So, because I'm a total sucker for story.
Yeah.
The two things I like is a really rich story and really strong character progression, which is why the two mediums I like the most are mainly anime and books, because books do the same thing, where you can read a trilogy or a 5-book series and watch this growth of a main character or a party of characters into this really, really, like, almost completely different beast from the beginning to the end.
And I know you haven't read it, but, like, I even recommended, like, Lord of the Rings, like, the books, not
but
the
movies. But that's the kind of what I'm talking about, you know?
Well,
Lord of the Rings is an example of that, where there's some nice progression.
Coming in 2016. George getting a P.O. box.
Probably, but, you know, we'll see.
Dude, that's next level mess.
Send him
right
stuff.
There.
Well, he was whispering to me about that, so.
So.
People just send me Lord of the Rings to read. I'm like, I already read it. They're like, read it more. Read it on video. I was like, I'm
dude,
pretty sure that's illegal.
People are super interested.
If you get a P.O. box, you're just gonna get packages full of junk from
me. I'll just do, like, what every other YouTuber is doing nowadays and just make an ASMR channel.
No. Like,
this is George seductively reading Lord of the Rings
at your desk, but not
like,
reading aloud, just sitting there and reading it to yourself.
I just sit like in the dark, saying, "He stabbed her," and everyone's like, "Oh, I just came to that,
dude. I'd come to that." I mean, what?
I already did.
God damn it! Not again. These are clean jeans too.
Not anymore.
So, Philip, any nice media consumption, music? I've been listening to some good music.
I've been lately getting into two very different bands, Panic at the Disco and Of Mice and Men.
Didn't realize you were into Of Mice and Men.
I just started getting into them.
Yeah, you're big into the metalcore kind
of... Well, I've always been into metalcore. That's the category of metal that I enjoy. But it's just kind of funny. Someone said, hey, you should listen to Of Mice and Men. I was like, okay, cool. I started listening to it. And then someone else was like, hey, you should listen to Panic at the Disco. I'm like, okay, I'll listen to it. I liked both of them. And so I started listening to it. And so my recently added playlist on iTunes, like, I'll turn that on and it'll be like, you know, metalcore, Of Mice and Men, and then Panic at the Disco.
Nice.
And it's a very weird contrast to each other, but I enjoy it.
It's funny because the other day, like, I guess at some point I mentioned, like, I had gone to a couple concerts, like, with you or whatever. And so I was like, oh, what concerts did you go to? And I said, like, oh, I went to Nightwish,
Camelot,
Trivium, and In Flames.
Times of Grace.
And then someone recommended Of Mice and Men. And I was like, I'll have to check it out sometime.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but I thought it was
pretty
funny.
Different.
But
it's
they said they were,
different.
Like, going to look into those, and they liked them so far from what they had seen.
Yeah, I've been finding that now that I have Spotify and Spotify Premium...
That's right, you got it like when it was on a really good deal,
yeah,
I remember.
Yeah, 3 months for 99 cents. So I was like, you know what, screw it, I'll try it.
Yeah.
I've been, like, all kinds of stuff. I've got, because I'm more of a death metal kind of guy, so I've been doing that. There's a, Spotify generates playlists that are, there's like a, it's called Metal Goddesses. It's like female fronted metal, mm-hmm. which I like.
He's all about that gender equality.
Yeah.
Do you listen at all to In This Moment?
They're okay. Like... They're not bad.
An endorsement
there's for Matt. There's better, in my opinion, at least. There's female fronted bands that I prefer a lot more.
No, yeah,
I don't
totally.
Think they're an awesome singer. If I, you know, Nightwish is one because mm-hmm. they got a new singer.
Yeah.
There's I don't know if you guys listen to Within Temptation. They're barely metal, but she has a gorgeous voice. Then there's other stuff.
It's not metal, it's more hard rock, but do you listen to Hailstorm?
Yeah. So there's some stuff like that. So I'm finding that now that I have Spotify, I'll just be like, you know what? That seems kind of cool. And I'll listen to it for an hour or two. And I've been finding a lot more stuff that maybe I wouldn't have found otherwise. Instead of scrounging through YouTube, you know.
Yeah.
Finding new stuff.
All right. Well, on the topic of music, though, so a band I listen to is Paramore. And, the thing is like, so Paramore many years ago had like this huge falling out of their drummer and one of their guitarists. That those two were brothers.
I vaguely remember that.
They had a falling out between them. There's this whole shit show, and then like, oh no, is Paramore still gonna be a band or not? And then
is there gonna
be
more Paramore?
Paramore's still a band.
Paramore.
Like a week or two ago, their bassist, who had been with them, who's the only remaining original member besides Hayley Williams, left.
Oh.
And now there wasn't a falling out for this one. It seems like it's been relatively calm so far, but it's only been like a week or two so far. And
give them a couple days. They'll start drinking.
Paramore
they'll just go all out on Twitter.
It's only two people. And it's Hayley Williams and their replacement guitarist.
Who doesn't have a name.
I don't remember his name.
Wow.
It's because he's the replacement.
Yeah.
I think Taylor York.
It was no name.
Taylor Swift.
Taylor York, I think. But they're saying that Paramore's still a band. How is a band that goes from...
Well, I assume they'll just rebuild, right?
Well, but they never added back in those two people that they lost. They just had studio and touring people that filled that in.
Hmm.
And now they lost... So, like, Paramore is these three people. There's other people who will fill in for this stuff, too, but they're not Paramore.
I can see a band definitely being, like, three people more so than two people.
So yeah, now it's just Hayley Williams and I believe Taylor York, who's a guitarist. So they don't have a bassist, they don't have a drummer, and they don't have a second guitarist anymore. And,
well, then.
But they're still saying that Paramore's still a band.
A two-person band is someone who's like, listen, we have a band, but we don't have a third friend.
Well, I'm kind of wondering, like, what's going to happen here?
Yeah.
Because as much as I don't want to see them disappear, I also don't want to see it turn into some sort of...
Especially a band that you're into like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
I'd agree.
So, I don't know, it's going to be interesting to see what happens.
Yeah, hopefully something... Gets, like,
I mean,
said
the thing is that Hayley Williams has made enough of a name for herself in the music industry that she could do a solo career.
Oh, definitely.
But when she does music outside of Paramore, in the music industry, it's not the type of music that Paramore does.
Yeah.
So there's that type of music that's going to be going.
It's like when Rob Thomas was like, no more Matchbox 20, I'm going to be Rob Thomas.
Mm-hmm. To be fair, put out good stuff.
Oh, yeah, no. But that's I think that's an example. It's like, it wasn't the same.
Was that album with Santana, or was that a
different... Yeah, yes, he did.
He did.
And then you guys know like Alestorm. Their singer has a side project.
Yeah.
Which is, like, intergalactic power metal.
Cool.
So, that's a thing. So, I can't see the time, by the way. So.
Damn, we're already at 40 minutes. Yeah. So, I mean, we're not entirely done yet, but we can stay for a bit longer.
So, is there anything else you guys...
Well,
because
you had started, like, the media discussion.
I saw Star Wars!
Well, you started the media discussion with, like, and it started with, like, TVs and stuff, and then, well, TV shows and stuff, and then went into music, but, like, I don't think Dan got much of a chance to talk.
I don't know what to talk about.
No wonder he didn't get a chance to talk.
I saw Star Wars! Really,
no, yeah, I'm Star moving Wars. Past Star Wars, because the three of us have not seen it.
It's good, go see it.
So,
it's really
here's
good.
The thing, I was a little bit... worried
it's
because
good. Go see it. J.J. Abrams did an
awesome
job.
Yeah. I've heard really good positive things about
the
it.
The story's good. The soundtrack's amazing. The cast is great. The directing is prime.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
So the question I really have is it a Star Wars movie or is it?
I have heard it's more of a Star Wars movie than the prequels.
It is.
That is what
very,
most people have told me so far.
It is very much a Star Wars movie.
Yeah.
Okay, I was worried it was going to be like homegrown Disney, like.
I mean, but here's the thing you have to remember. You say that you're concerned about that, but then, like, the Marvel movies haven't been like some sort of like Disney knockoff sort of thing. So I think Disney knows to some degree, because I think Marvel is just kind of like. Doing an oversaturation and it has nothing to do with
Disney.
That's
what I was just gonna say. I'm getting a little tired
of
this.
I think Marvel's oversaturating. I don't think it has anything to do with Disney.
No, I don't blame Disney for it. Just like
I think that Disney was like, we want to have Star Wars as our property, but we're not gonna say like you have to do this, this, and this.
I just feel like what ended up happening is people were like, nobody makes superhero movies. We want superhero movies,
and now there's way too many.
And everybody went, oh, that's what people want. I guess. Everybody should make one. So then there's like
one a month.
Yeah, they're all coming out, and it's
I think
like,
the biggest problem with that is just like the licensing issue. Because like Sony still owns. Does Sony still own Spider-Man, or did they finally lose it?
They own Spider-Man. However, they have an agreement with Marvel right now.
Okay.
So Spider-Man's appearing in.
Okay. Because for the longest time, Sony owned Spider-Man
and the X-Men.
Oh, X-Men, okay, and Fantastic Four.
Actually.
Hence the horrible Fantastic Four movie.
There's never been a good Fantastic Four movie.
I would argue that the previous ones were way better than the recent one. The recent one was terrible.
The recent one, they literally just changed the origin story.
Yeah.
Like, they took the original one, and they're just like, right. But, like...
They were like, how about we make them teenagers?
No. So, you... I don't know if you saw not the most recent one, but the previous one. They went to space, the cosmic radiation.
Yeah.
So they're like, right, that's cool and all.
That's.
But what if they went to an alternate dimension and got superpowers and came back?
But it's teenagers.
That was the new, and I'm just like, really?
Yeah. It's one of those things where.
And then they had a token black guy in it for no reason.
He was the brother of the white chick.
Right.
Still like a thing? I thought they
wound up doing that in the end.
Right.
But there was like I don't think there was any explanation. It wasn't like, oh, I'm adopted or anything. It was just like, hey bro, hey sis, it's like you're black. It's like, I know.
Yeah.
So you know what movie that I saw a trailer for while I was going to see Star Wars?
Oh yeah.
I don't remember the name of the movie, but it's an
Zootopia.
Zootopia, I think it is. It's this new animated film coming out. I believe it's called Zootopia.
I think it's Pixar, right?
Yeah, I think it's Pixar. And this movie, if the movie's at least half as funny as the trailer was,
dude, I would.
Holy shit!
I would in an instant see it with you.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I'll watch any Pixar movie.
Dude, Pixar is just good.
Hell yeah!
So I would.
You know they're making a Toy Story 4?
How?
What?
I'm actually a little sad about that.
I
think three was such a good wrap up.
Yeah,
I was
three
like, oh.
Ended so nicely that I can't. I cried at it. I cried it.
I think they just need to let.
I watched my mom cry during it,
and then George cried too.
I laughed.
And then George is that kind of guy. He's like,
ha, mom's
laughing. My mom's crying. Ha.
But yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I think franchises struggle with that a little bit. I actually at work, one of my coworkers. Made that same sentiment of Toy Story, you know, they should let the franchise die, towards Star Wars. He was like, they shouldn't have made a new one. This, it was over. It was done. They should have just let it die and just moved on.
But you could have also said that, like, before they even released, like, the prequel trilogy.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. It
like,
was...
I think a sequel trilogy is way more interesting to me than prequel trilogy. Because it's like, what is the end goal of the prequel trilogy? Oh, no, here's Darth Vader. It's
we already
know what happens.
I'm in agreement with that. I just think it's interesting that everybody we know, because we're, you know, the video game movie kind of, you know, crowd, we're like, yeah, fuck yeah, Star Wars.
Yeah.
And it's interesting hearing somebody use the same arguments we're using for other things against Star Wars.
Yeah.
Like,
I guess,
I can see that.
I can see it, but I think the other difference is that just like the, I guess the extended universe stuff, it's like, you don't think Toy Story, it's like, okay, it's the movies. There's not much outside of that. Maybe there's like some toys with their own, like, thing or, like, stories, but it's, like, it's not like people are making have made dozens of games with, like, their own unique story or, like, anything like that.
See the Star Wars series that George is currently running on Zero Period Channel on Tuesdays?
Nice. Sundays.
Not Zero Republic 2.
Nice plug, dude.
Yeah.
Anyhow, I got them in.
But then, like, you have all these different books for Star Wars or, like, all the different games.
I don't know how much is canon.
So almost none of it is canon now, ever since the purchase.
So, I think Disney said that there's certain comics that became part of the canon when they acquired the series.
I think some books did.
It was
some books did,
too. It was some of the stuff that was released most recently to the purchase.
Right. And the crazy thing in all of that, which has never been addressed, and I don't know when it takes place in the timeline of Star Wars.
I might be able to tell you.
But I heard about this.
I might be able to tell you.
Apparently there was a comic that comic series became canon. Han Solo is married.
I actually heard that also.
Yeah.
But not to one of the characters from the trilogy.
No,
but
I heard
a random person.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's canon, though.
No, it is.
Oh, it is.
That was one of the comics that was included in canon.
Oh, that's interesting. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
You know what I imagine? Because there is one person at, like, Lucasfilm/LucasArts, whose job is just to maintain the lore. I imagine how pissed or how... He was either really pissed or really excited when the Disney purchase went through, and they were like, we're throwing all this out the window. He was either like, I gotta burn these servers, or he was like, fuck yes. He was either really happy that he didn't have to remember anything, or he was really mad. It's like, I spent all this time, and they were just like, fuck your work. Delete it now.
Pseudo RM-R-F/.
Pretty much, yeah.
Why?
Thanks, Philip.
Yeah.
Anyhow, on the topic of, like, series that not necessarily need to die, but I feel like have been overdone to a point, I feel like
the Zero Period Podcast.
Hell yeah. 17 episodes and it refuses to die. Because of our lovely host, Matt.
Skyrim mod series.
No. Still the most viewed.
I don't know.
Series at all.
Zero Period Let's Plays.
Whenever Venus sees your thing, she's always like, it's Skyrim.
Well, you know what? That's one person versus, like, the 1,000 views it gets in a day, which is still better than any other series. So it's like, you know what?
That's true.
Full playthrough, Fallout 4.
Anyway.
No, doing horribly.
You two shut the hell up.
Yeah.
Anyhow. Like, along that line, I feel like, at least, Matt, you've watched anime. I don't see that as much in anime. I mean, you see stuff like Naruto.
Yeah, I mean, there's some except like, Bleach.
Bleach died. Bleach is over.
Yeah, I don't really follow that stuff too much.
Yeah, no, but I feel like there are a lot more. What is this?
They are dark chocolate sea salt caramels.
Dude.
Buttery smooth caramels drenched in Belgian chocolate, then sprinkled with crunchy rock salt from the Dead Sea.
Anyway, Dan, please continue.
You see a lot more short series that really tell us the same story rather than stuff like, you know, 8 different Spider-Mans where, yeah, he goes up against different people, but nothing really
changed. And
about
5 of those movies are origin stories.
Well, I think it's a different circumstance because, at least in anime, it's a studio. So a studio will basically see their project through to completion. But when it comes to something like Spider-Man, it almost gets leased out to other people to make their movies. So when a studio makes their show in anime, they make it, it's done. Nobody else can do anything with it. It's done. When it's Spider-Man, it's kind of just, they're not leasing out a story, they're leasing out the character.
Yeah. So, I don't know.
On that note of, like, comic stuff, I saw the trailer for Batman vs. Superman, and I didn't really like the Superman movie that much. But holy crap, does Batman vs. Superman look really good. And I really want to see it.
I didn't like the trailer.
Really?
I regret it.
I haven't seen the trailer.
So I saw the trailer when I went to go see Star Wars.
Too much for me.
You have some Pimms.
You got some Pimms. Tastes like Coke and medicine mixed together.
So
damn, look at that waveform.
Sorry, I had to clear the dick out of my throat. I mean, what? So
I saw
Superman.
I saw the Batman vs. Superman trailer.
Do you want to sip?
Yes, please.
And,
is that just Coke?
No.
Okay.
Rum and Coke.
Never mind.
And I didn't like it.
That's a very weak.
Because
that's all the rum that was left, man.
You could have put whiskey in it.
Well, to be fair, mine was a little strong. But besides the point, Philip, I'm being very rude. Please continue.
So I didn't like it because it's like, it starts off with Clark Kent and Bruce Wayne.
None of us can talk today.
Meeting
I'm talking
on like some like red carpet or something like that. And then like they also then they just drop in Lex Luthor. And then, like, they're fighting.
Jesse Eisenberg, Lex Luthor is a little weird. I will give
you
that.
And then, fucking out of nowhere, comes fucking Wonder Woman in the trailer. And then there's this fucking monster from space. And then they're fighting this fucking... It's just like...
Spoiler alerts.
Well, this is just all from the trailer. Wow. So, is this Batman versus Superman? Is this Batman versus Superman versus Wonder Woman?
Well,
is this
versus
Batman
Lex Luthor.
Versus Superman versus Wonder Woman versus... fucking space creature
versus Jesse Eisenberg.
Isn't the whole point that you don't know to build suspense for the film? You don't know. That's the whole point.
But here's the thing, though, is that there's too much thrown into it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
It's going to be a 5-hour movie.
I'm not a...
Speaking of fucking long movies...
The Hobbit?
Hateful Eight.
Oh. Didn't see it.
Well, it's not out yet.
Didn't see it. So I wasn't wrong.
So it's coming out in 70mm on Christmas, which is the first one to do that in 50 years. And the 70mm release, like the normal release is going to be shorter, but the 70mm release is 3 hours long.
What is it again?
The Hateful Eight.
That's,
it's a Tarantino
that's
film.
A little long.
Okay.
But yeah.
Continue.
So, I don't mean to cut you off.
No, I was done.
Is there, I guess we have time for one more topic.
Yeah.
Thinking. Is there anything anybody is like, wow, I've been doing this in my life, and it's so cool and interesting that I really want to discuss.
Say that one more time.
Is there
anything
super
really interesting that you want to discuss?
This is our last topic, so is there anything you want to discuss?
This is our last podcast for the year.
Yeah, you know, any...
Because the year ends next week.
Are there you know, New Year's goals you're making?
Maybe we should have New Year's goals and maybe, like, one highlight?
Yeah, you know, New Year's goals. Is there anything you're looking forward to next year? You know, anything?
I'll go last because my New Year's goal and then my year highlight are both very similar.
So I guess I'll go first. I don't have a rigid goal. I'm really looking forward to kind of moving to a new phase of my life. I'm still in the student, you know, living at home. I don't have
money.
You know, yeah, disposable money. I'm looking forward to kind of a new phase. I've been in school for, God, I mean, basically the better...
Your entire life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I'm looking forward to a...
From the moment that you're able to really do anything, it's like, okay, that means it's time for school.
And it's kind of crazy to think that after, you know, 18, 19 years of school, this is basically the last few months of it. So, you know, I'm looking forward to starting my life, maybe, you know, starting to develop better habits, working out, you know, maybe going out to do things.
Swole?
You know, so I guess my...
Squats!
I don't have a resolution, I guess. It's more of just I'm really looking forward to it.
How many squats can you do?
Probably two.
Proper form.
But that's only when there's food on the ground for him to get when he squats down.
I'm gonna do like
a doing
a
squat
like, he, right like a pecker.
Like
know?
He dropped a chip and he's like, ugh.
That's not good form, George, but okay.
Well, it's also he's getting a chip off the floor, so what do you expect? Dan?
Wait, are you done, Matt?
Oh no, highlight.
Highlight?
Highlight of the year.
Man, that's gonna be hard for you.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, a highlight?
Well, you're the one who suggested highlight of the year.
No, Dan said highlight.
Oh.
It's a good suggestion, but...
It was a good suggestion!
No, I agree with you. Just,
I guess,
happened to
I think a highlight, although it sounds really generic and I'm going to steal from you guys, is probably just graduating undergrad. I felt like it really closed a chapter.
That must be nice.
It was like, here's 4 years, it's really intense, it was really crazy, and I feel like all of a sudden it's just... It's over. And that's it.
So... You and I had the same reaction. We talked about this earlier. I'm just butting in here now because it's really
into
the
topic. Yeah, please do.
So, When you graduate college, most of the time you don't get your actual diploma at commencement. It gets mailed
almost
to you.
Almost never.
Very rarely. My sister got it, but that's like one of the few places I heard that do it.
It's like the one.
And so usually it gets mailed to you and you get like late July, early August in the mail if you graduate in May.
May, when most people do.
And so I had it sent to my parents' house, and I was away from my parents' house from the beginning of July till Thanksgiving. And it got sent to my parents' house. So I never saw my diploma until I got home. And I got home, and my parents were like, "Oh, look, Philip, your diploma arrived." And, like, you know, my school put it...
more excited.
My school put it, like, a really nice padded, like, you know, diploma envelope thing that you're supposed to keep it in. Like, if you've ever seen, like, a diploma in film, and it's in that envelope thing, it's like, it looks like one of those. And then, like, I open it up, I take a look at it, and, like, I think for a second, wow, that's really cool. And I think for a second, holy shit, 4 years of school, and this is all I have to show for it.
Yep.
You know?
It's crazy that they build up college so much, and college, and then it's like, wow, it's... Really? That's it.
It's a piece of paper.
Yep. So.
It's like, congrats, 4 years is over.
It's a little disappointing.
Highlights plus looking forward.
Okay, so I guess I'll start with looking forward. Like Matt, I'm looking forward to getting out of school. Of course, I'm getting out of undergrad, not grad, so there's that.
Here's the thing, though. Like, as time goes on, like, the average time to finish undergrad is going, like, up and up, so I think the average is, like, 5 or 6 years now. So, like, you're still in the right ballpark, so it's fine.
Yeah.
Like, you really are. Like, yes, people are saying, like, 4 years, but in the end, like, so many people are switching majors or, like, complications come up, like you and I had, that it's, like, 4 years is no longer necessarily the standard. It's the ideal, but it's not necessarily the standard anymore.
Let me tell you, I had a really tough time.
Well, I understand
a couple months ago, and I was so close to switching my major. But
that would have been...
I swear, I couldn't have.
You would be there for 7 years total, yeah.
Yeah, I'd be there for 7 years. I was just so done with computer science at that point.
Oh, that's why I'm done now, and I'm going into everything else.
Yeah. But
like drinking.
going into drinking. By the way, I major in drinking. I'm like the...
Listen, I had plenty of friends who did.
Good guy, Philip.
Anyhow, yeah, I'm really looking forward to that.
No, come on. It's the last of the rum.
Wanted to move out of my parents' house, but I can't yet, obviously.
You are drinking.
That's really
do.
Common.
I don't have money.
And you haven't had soda all year.
Same year, so.
I've had soda
So, you know, I'm going to stay there for a year or two and then see what happens. I might move into someone.
I think that's smart.
And,
move into someone. That's what you just said.
I said move in with
someone. No, you said into.
I heard with.
I heard into.
Well,
the heart hears
well,
what
you
the
have
heart
a dirty
wants.
Mind.
You're both right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I might move in with someone. We'll see.
Well, when you move in with someone, eventually you move into them, too.
No, well, not
that's
to
their, into their heart.
Because you cook food, and then the cholesterol gets in.
No, Matt won't eat my cooking.
I'd eat your cooking. I said I would.
All right. Oh, yeah, there's proof of that.
Yeah, I said I would eat it. Yeah.
Anyhow.
So, that's your looking forward.
Retrospective.
My high point of the year... has to be really starting to really get ahead on my thesis and just kind of
it's not a thesis we went over this
done. It's a thesis.
It's a senior project.
Okay, whatever the heck you want to call it. Senior I don't project. Care. I'm going to call it my thesis because that's what my school calls it.
I'll continue to call it your senior project.
Anyhow,
respectfully.
Really getting ahead on that, you know, coming out of this term feeling really good about what I've been doing.
That's good.
And, you know, just, yeah.
So looking forward, well, I'm going to start with looking back. So do it a little differently.
Yeah,
I have two things.
I'm probably going to do the same.
I have two things that 2015, like, was really interesting for me. So one was graduating undergrad. You know, like, you didn't go to your graduation, but I did. And, like, you know, walking across the stage, getting your name called, shaking people's hands. I have no idea who the hell they are, but I know they're important. It felt kind of nice. You know? I know I just got this thing of, like, 4 years of school and I have this piece of paper. But it felt kind of nice.
Well, but leading up to that, it was nice.
It's a big deal.
It felt kind of nice. I'm like, okay, you know, I have a degree in engineering. Fuck yeah. Cool. So that's my early 2015, like,
well,
looking
like
back.
Mid-2015.
Whatever. First half. My second half was, and I don't know if I told you guys, I may have told,
I don't
remember.
Really
who knows?
So I work as a sound technician.
No, we didn't know that one at all.
You work.
To be fair, you set that one up for yourself.
Yeah.
And at my school, we had Vice President Biden come and give a speech.
And did he come on?
And
I love these nice moments where you're being sincere and George just makes a dick joke.
The worst part
it's okay because I'm not the host.
The worst part is that the speech that he was talking about was sexual assault and relationship violence.
Oh.
So, but he came to the university and gave the speech, and I got to work as the sound technician for it, and I can say I've done sound for the Vice President of
cool.
America, which is really cool in my opinion. It wasn't a complicated thing, but it was an important thing.
Yeah.
I'm sure he thought it was complicated, like, if you told it to him.
Yeah. I learned a lot of cool stuff about the setup that they do for the Vice President, but I can't say it here.
Because then he'd have to kill us.
Yeah. And then, so my looking forward, so I still have 3 more semesters of grad school. I have next semester, then a full year after that. But next semester, the professor I work for, he asked me this semester if, this upcoming semester, I could do a project for him, and that is designing a teaching robotics platform. And so the department approved it, and I get to, as one of my classes next semester, design, implement, and document a robotics platform that is then going to be used at my university.
That's super cool, dude.
What exactly do you mean by a robotics platform?
Like a robot with shit on it that you can program and use and do stuff with.
Okay, so you're designing a robot.
Is it you and a team or you?
It's me. And this professor.
That's intense.
That sounds
damn
cool.
Son.
I've been doing
so
similar thing.
I have 1 semester, 3 credit hours for it, and like it's gonna be a fuck ton of work.
Yeah.
But it's gonna be.
That's also a
cool
really
sound.
Cool thing to do.
It's
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
And since I'm into hardware in my field of engineering, and this is a very hardware thing, it's something I can put on my resume or cover letter or
do
something.
Do I have to put you in a timeout, George?
hardware makes them hard.
Holy shit.
And when I go to apply for jobs after I get my master's degree, I can be like, yeah, look at this robot that I designed and is now
yeah.
being used.
And it's my work.
Yeah, like
yeah.
it was me and a professor.
And it's like,
that's it.
Yeah. Go to that university. You can take this course
yeah.
because of me.
So it's something I'm looking for.
That's pretty awesome.
That's really
George.
Cool.
So I'll do the retrospective and then looking forward.
Mm-hmm.
Retrospective, coolest moment of 2015.
Break up
like,
Isabel!
Well, I feel bad if she's watching this now.
To be fair, I don't feel that.
I don't think she is.
I don't.
Isabel, if you're watching, I'm sorry.
If you're watching this, I don't...
Sorry.
That you're watching.
If you're watching this, why?
She misses you, George. Come home.
Man, I am home.
Come home to Isabel's arms. Embrace
not
her.
Not allowed in her home. Especially not now. But one of the coolest, like, moments of 2015, if not one of the, like, cooler moments, like, past few years of my life, was definitely, I know he's thinking of breaking up with Isabel now, but,
stupid. Holy
was
shit.
At PAX East 2015, like, getting to perform on stage, which
yeah.
was broadcasted not just to, like, live stream to, like, YouTube and all of that, but also, like, having an audience, like, in front of me, and, like, they're watching, like, me, and they're like, oh, yeah, we're here to see him, or, like, they're figuring out, like, who I am, it's like, that was really cool.
I remember you sent me a message and you're like, oh yeah, I got invited to do, like, in front of a live audience.
Yeah,
I was like,
I think
wow.
I heard something
yeah.
about that too.
First I'm hearing of this.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there were a few different instances.
Yeah.
There was the one. Oops. There was the one where it was just like Al and myself, and Al was like really nervous about it. And then, like, later on, they're like, do you want to perform on stage with, like, some other YouTubers? And I don't know if this name's going to mean anything to you guys, but I got to perform with Dodger. So that was really cool.
Is he like Skeeter from the Doug TV show?
She's a she.
Wait.
So no. Okay.
So
yeah, I remember you were
what exactly about. Were you doing? Like,
I
wasn't.
Man, I wonder what I was doing.
He was cheeking it all
well,
over the
for,
place.
Well, for Al and I, it was like, if you looked on like the programming, it was like Let's Play with Zero Period Productions. So like that was like on their like schedule, like plastered throughout the place. So that was really cool. And we just played like split screen. Advanced Warfare because we were like they were like you're gonna need a co-op game like a split screen game we were like fuck we gotta think of a split screen game
wow
and I was like the only way we could think of that would be easy enough to do
I'm actually kind of sad split screens kind of
dying out yeah I mean
anymore.
I understand why because,
I understand why
because you have to render the game twice it's like that's
yeah,
a lot
right.
of shit to do
yeah but they did
that's
it on they
not
back when games had like 10
yeah but
pixel textures
also back when the processors were potatoes.
Yeah. Still not great, but that's the
point. It's not about that. I think it's more about it. Everything's becoming more...
Online-focused?
Online-focused, yeah. And they don't expect people to be in each other's houses playing games, and I feel like you're losing things.
Doesn't expect people being each other.
Not unless you move in with them.
So that's your retrospect.
Yeah, definitely.
So what's your looking forward?
Looking forward, and this is why I said it was, like, very similar. It's like, I'm looking forward to PAX South and PAX East because of, like, all the cool opportunities that I had at PAX, like, this past year. It's like, getting to go to two different PAX conventions, being at the maker booth again, like, meeting other people or, like, meeting up with the people that I've already met before. It's, like, that's just really exciting to me. And PAX East was also, like, this matter of, like, it was a huge period of growth because people who didn't already know about us were learning about us from the first time from Maker themselves. So, like, I am hoping that it has, like, a similar amount of growth from these next two conventions. So that's, like, a really cool opportunity for me, if nothing else. So I'm just looking forward to that because I really do love what I'm doing with YouTube, so the fact that I might be able to do it more and, like, branch out to a larger audience is, like, that's just something that I'm really excited about.
So that's basically that.
I think that's a good note to end on.
Yeah, that's a good wrap-up. I guess the only thing I'm going to throw on there towards the audience a little bit is,
Matt's gay.
Just for suggestions if there's anything that people are interested in that's maybe not just George, but that we could do that's co-op or...
couch co-op.
You know, just something that could maybe use more people. We definitely like to try and see what we can do.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're... coming up is kind of the time to plan a little bit to the future.
Yeah.
So we'd love to do 4-person stuff, 2-person stuff.
3-person stuff.
So,
threesome stuff.
If people have... 16-person not stuff. Necessarily suggestions, just kind of like, you know, things that they'd be...
like, interested
maybe,
in.
Yeah, maybe want to see. We'd really like to hear about it. I assume George has basically his usual means of communication. Twitter, comment section, things of that nature.
Snapchat.
P.O. boxes.
Fuck you.
Do you actually give out your Snapchat?
No.
Do you have a Snapchat?
Yeah. I think I might have one just so I could have, like, held on to that username, but that was about it.
So,
what's the username?
ZP_George. Because that's what I use for my Twitter handle.
So, basically, any suggestions that are co-op, 3-4, you know, let's play style, etc.
Or even 2.
Yeah, if there's anything you'd like to see, we'd really like to hear about it.
Hell yeah.
Twitter, comments, all that good stuff. But
Twitch
for now...
streams, YouTube streams, you name it.
Also,
PO boxes.
If there are any games you'd like to see played, just
let
us know, because...
Just don't say anything Nintendo, because fuck Nintendo.
Yeah,
if you want
to see... our PO box.
If you want
to
see... maybe,
address down below.
If you want to see maybe Dan do something, just him. If you want to see maybe me do something... we're definitely
you
open
don't
to want to
see me do something,
like,
but
I'm,
for some bizarre
well,
reason, you
busy,
want to.
So that's why I didn't
let me know.
I
that, that's
out,
that's what we say when they ask about him. It's like, he's busy. No.
Yeah.
No.
So, trust me.
That's it. 2015 is now over. We're done.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Never seen you guys again.
And that's it.
Sweet.
I got all my PAX friends now.
Oh, nice.
All right. We're done. I'm calling
Warframe
it.
All night.
See you, folks.
Bye.
Why would you sink at the end?
To confuse you.
Okay.